This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
You didn't say that into the microphone.
What's that? Oh, what? I didn't hear it. Oh, I didn't know it was off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the microphone was off. My bad, Figgy.
Yeah. Someone texted in, may we discuss the amazing Dodgers performance? No! We may not, although...
Yeah, that's what I said off air.
No, what he actually said was Shohei, baby, and he was locked in. Honestly, I was watching a good amount, too. Walker Buehler in some big moments. Cojones, man, like... You know, bases loaded. I'll go ahead and get these strikeouts to get us out of here. But yeah, Shohei,
well,
oddly
baby.
Enough, he's been
the Dodgers.
Really,
let's go Dodgers.
He's been really good with.
I've decided I'm going to start embracing that.
Okay.
Even though I
like them for real.
No, I hate the Dodgers and I hate their fans.
I don't believe it. You're just saying it's lip service. I'll let you get away with it, but I don't believe.
But
it.
But I was in on Shohei, and then he went second deck on that.
He sure did.
You ain't no better than a Lakers fan that's born and raised in Houston.
Yeah.
He also likes this
more than anyone.
Oh yeah, and I appreciate.
I seen on the back of your truck, Dodgers fan. Lakers fan,
yeah.
And then
Yankees
that little fan,
and then that little kid that's peeing on it. That's like, all of that on the back of the truck. But yeah, let's get into these Texans. First of all, we have announcements on what jersey they'll be wearing. So if you'd like to match accordingly, even if you're at the crib, the home team, the Packers, will be wearing white, all white, full
all white
out.
Yeah.
And so that leaves room for the Texans to bring out the deep steel blue,
all blue, pants included. So, note to Laramie Tunsil, white gloves.
White gloves, baby.
White gloves.
White gloves is what we're looking for here.
Give him the white glove treatment.
You're going to get them bright red.
Dude.
That conversation is
that'll become a thing. Yeah.
It is already become
a thing. I'm saying if he's wearing them. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, it already is a thing. So, as soon as you get there, it will pop up. And then we got some notes on who is and is not practicing. Kind of expectedly, Kamari Lassiter are not practicing. Joe Mixon and Laramie Tunsil are practicing. But yeah, here are the negatives.
Yeah.
Henry To'o, Azeez Al-Shaair, I mentioned Lassiter, Jimmy Ward, Robert Woods, and Folorunsho Fatukasi. None of them practicing on a Thursday. It is now time to panic, right? Correct?
DEFCON 4.
Is it the higher the number that
five
is?
5 is the worst.
Okay, got you.
Yeah.
Got you. All right, cool. So
we are at DEFCON 4.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Or not very good. But yeah, the interior of the defensive line. Danico Autry being back is cool, but then what does that mean? Is Foley going to be able to maybe get himself to that place? Are you going to see a lot of Tim Settle and Khalil Davis and Kurt Heinisch handling a lot of the duties in the middle?
I got that wrong, by the way, before you go on.
Yeah, it goes one is the highest, right? Yeah,
yeah,
it's reversed.
I did the old Google search. So DEFCON 2. We are at DEFCON 2.
Okay, cool.
Near nuclear war with the Army ready in less than 6 hours.
That might be much. In fact, that is much. That's a lot that you're doing there. But yeah, the spine of the defense, a place to watch in this one, especially as Josh Jacobs big, big explosive play guy. Has the fifth most in the league of any running back.
So. And especially if you weren't listening earlier, especially between the tackles.
Yeah. So that's going to be definitely a place to watch. As we also watch that, just to see what Danico Autry actually does. Is he going? Are they going to try and make him a three down interior guy in the stead of Mario Edwards, who has played very well there? Or is he going to be more of what we understand him to have been in the past, which is just kind of inside on third down? And how do they work that? That's all going to be super, super interesting to watch. But that is within the context of just this week. I think this week also just more generally provides you a measuring stick. We've talked about that many times, and this is going to be a test for you. And that is in the context of being a potential Super Bowl contender. And so let's get to that place. Applying a championship formula of Lopez's choosing. To this Texans, how many boxes do they check?
I'd like to take credit for it, but I had coaches tell me this over the years. And
well, yeah, I mean,
people in football, there is a
you're the OG.
Yeah, that's why, I guess.
You've been able to talk to a lot of people who have a lot of insight.
And there's a formula, and I think this is a topic that a lot of our listeners can engage in, whether it's on a text board or Twitch or YouTube. So the formula that I heard a long time ago and I've always subscribed to, because I think it plays itself out consistently, is you got to have three things. You want to be a Super Bowl contending team. You want to be a World Series contending team, NBA championship contending team. You have to have these three elements. You have to get exactly what you thought you were going to get out of your stars or your superstars, whatever it was. Fair. So that's one. Number two is you have to have at least a couple or one or two, you know, role players that play beyond what you expected.
I think that's also fair.
Yeah, like if you're going to be a championship team, like, well, didn't expect that from him, you know, and go back in your mind's eye and you can hear and you can probably remember some championship teams where they got like that big contribution from a dude that you thought was just going to be sort of a role player type. And then you have to...
That got me thinking of, as I've been reading Mira Fader's book about going back to the Rockets, 94, 95, Matt 95 Bullard. In particular, Matt Bullard, but also Sam Cassell when he has like some like 30-some points off of the bench.
Otis Thorpe
obviously comes up. You know? Those are the guys that, I mean, Mario Ellie, let me say his name correctly.
Yeah.
Kiss of Death. Like there's other guys that come to mind.
Think of a championship team, and these elements are all going to be involved. That's why I've always subscribed to it. So you got to have the stars... Play what you think. Role players play at least a couple beyond what you thought. And then you have to have the happy surprises from a contributor. So if we apply that formula to the Houston Texans, I'm going to throw some names out there. I want to see if you guys would.
Some names for what? The happy surprises?
No. All three of these elements.
Okay.
So stars. C.J. Stroud. These are the ones that I consider stars. So you might have a different interpretation. But let's go from there.
281 mentioned Jeremy Pena also. That's a great one.
Bingo. Perfect example.
That's a great one, yeah.
The formula works if you go back and watch. But anyway, so the stars I consider C.J. Stroud.
Absolutely.
You getting what you think you expected out of him?
Yes.
I am.
And I think that this has already gotten me in trouble earlier this week. I do wonder if now I'm setting the standard super high, but I mean, he's a dude who could easily be within MVP conversations and probably already is.
I felt like he never really like lost a game. I know it's a team game.
Absolutely not.
It's never been a loss because of C.J. Stroud did this or did that.
So let me go through about four more here. I got others on the list, but I think these four are key. If you're getting what you thought you were going to get out of your stars, Nico Collins.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My man didn't play a week and is still the leading receiving yards guy.
Will Anderson. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's three.
Yeah. Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
When he's available, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Danielle Hunter. I think absolutely.
I think so.
I think absolutely.
Wait, you don't lead the league in pressure without Danielle Hunter and what he's doing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. And pressure on quarterbacks, that is.
Now. I had on there also Derek Stingley, Stephon Diggs, and Laremy Tunsil.
Diggs is a yes. Stingley, for the most part.
Getting what I expected out of Stingley. I mean, they're not throwing his way, first of all, a lot. He's making some plays. He's shutting down. The catch rate against him is not real high.
I think the tough thing about it, and this is a conversation that popped up. I know that Ron spoke to some of this, the idea of, hey, you know, getting got. Like, he finally got on the big play by, what is it, Keyshawn Boutte against the Patriots. And you've seen some of those potential big plays out there against the entirety of the defense, but also with him, that the quarterbacks have just not connected on. We've talked about that. However, I do wonder, I'm trying to balance that with the idea that, hey, man, cornerbacks are going to get gone. It's a position of failure in some ways. And so I try and balance that. But I think I'm willing
for
the most part, you get what you expect.
And then Laremy Tunsil. And I think that's kind of a push because of all the penalties for two games, three games, whatever it was.
Holding for his life. For
but he was the highest rated pass blocker.
You still need him, though.
The pass blocking is still there.
Yeah,
he was the highest rated in the NFL this past week.
Yeah,
for sure.
So, okay, they checked that box. You're getting what you expected out of your stars. Now let's go to the role players. Are any of these guys exceeding what you expected? Dalton Schultz.
I don't think so. As of right now.
That's a no for me, dog. Tank Dell, that's a no. It's getting there. Yeah. It might get there.
I feel like we haven't seen. I mean, we did this past game, but outside of that, I feel like,
No, and I think it's worth noting that I don't think it's fault of his own. I don't think that it is his issue within the course of this, but unfortunately, it does not feel like he is reaching the same place. I had an advanced stat that I wanted to drop on you, but I don't
I'm ready for it when you get to it. Kyahmi Fairbairn.
Of course I find it as soon as say the next name. His EPA per target is down. It was 0.46 last year. It is now 0.08.
There you go. So no. Even his favorite three letters say so. Kyahmi Fairbairn.
Absolutely. 100%. Yes.
Far exceeding what you could have expected. Damian Pierce.
I would say, honestly, I would say yes.
That's a push for me. Push,
I mean, he was hurt.
He hasn't played a lot of games.
That's the thing. He was hurt, but
and the last two games were fine.
But you had Joe Mixon. So,
Aziz Al-Shaair.
100%.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Henry To'o To'o.
100%.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Titus Howard.
I think we might be in a push territory there as well.
I mean,
this show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Is it good when you don't keep bringing his name up like that?
It's better. Yeah. No, I think it's better. I'm with Reggie on this one. I'm not ready to say he is one of those guys that is exceeding what we expect.
Yeah, and if we're just going off of the early points of the season, I think Titus Howard and you mentioned Laremy Tunsil, we could probably put them all together in the offensive line and then give them a demerit because of all of the pre-snap penalties as well. But yeah, I think for the most part, we're still in that kind of incomplete. We'll get more of a sense of it as we continue going.
So the stars, by and large, are doing what you thought. Role players, you got a few that are exceeding what you thought. Now let's get to are any of these happy surprises?
Your bonuses?
The contributors. Are any of these happy surprises? Kamari Lassiter.
100%.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
You're able to blitz in a way and leave him in man coverage in a way that I don't think you could have expected. I mean, some of his detractors would say, oh, he doesn't have the speed to be able to handle out there, and he's been good.
Yeah, No, I think he is a happy surprise. Hell, we thought he was going to be a slot corner. Jalen Petrie.
For the
that's a no for me, dog. That's a no.
It's kind of in the Titus Howard area.
It's right there where he'll get there, but I'm not going to say that's a surprise. It's not a happy surprise.
Okay.
Mario Edwards.
Absolutely. Yes. Hell yes.
Fadakasi. Folo Fadakasi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
How about this? Cade Stover.
I kind of expected a little more from Cade.
I did too.
I do wonder how much that was reasonable on our cases, but I'm with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
He stepped in, kind of showing some blocks.
He had a couple moments.
Yeah. The tough part about it is I'm trying to make sure that I don't forget, like, especially with tight ends, like how much is blocking factoring in these types of things.
I still expected a little more from him, especially him being CJ's teammate at one point.
But we might have elevated expectations too.
Could be it too. Yeah.
Kalen Bullock.
100%.
Yeah.
Kenyon Green.
I can't go there.
It's kind of in that offensive line category, it's just like, he's. I'm not sitting here saying he need to be benched.
Yes.
No.
But it's.
And keep in mind, all these players that are contributors is what I call them. Don't have to be happy surprises. But you just have to have some if you're going to be a contender.
And
some role players that are far exceeding what you thought.
Yeah, and I think we need to take off that first round draft pick off of him to kind of adjust it. Because I think right now, if he wasn't a first round pick, I would have been like, it's cool.
But unfortunately, he is. That context is always going to remain there. Yeah.
I got one more for you guys.
Okay.
Dario Gumbawale.
Yeah. He's been helpful.
Huge.
Yes.
I think he's been a huge surprise. Yeah. He was a special teams guy. Like, that was his... If you describe Dare...
Very quickly into talking about him, you mentioned that he is the backup kicker, like the emergency kicker, which is, if we're having to do that, I think that, I understand.
But he's a huge happy surprise.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's been very helpful.
So do they check enough boxes to be considered, to have the championship formula, to be considered a championship level team, which is what I called them on Monday?
Based on this metric, you have to agree that at least is there for them. Yeah. And, it gets highlighted even more if you're able to do all of those things and bring those things to the fore against the Green Bay Packers team. And thinking about this last night, I was also looking at, the thing that we do, and sometimes we get overexcited about it, which is looking at previous Super Bowl champions, even like the last one, and saying that is the way to win the Super Bowl. But looking at the Chiefs over the last couple of years and looking at some other teams that have won, like especially if you get to a level where you go elite defense, very good offense, elite quarterback. You're barreling towards elite defense, right? Yeah. There's some things where you want to make sure you're not giving away big plays. You want to make sure that you can do something against the run a little bit more consistently. But you are moving towards elite defense in a way that I don't think we saw coming.
Yeah.
And then that allows you to very good offense. You have that there in spades, really, especially if you have your full complement. And then your quarterback is really demonstrating that he could be MVP level quarterback. Yeah. Those are things that you put them together, and you have the opportunity, if not the responsibility, to go and win a Super Bowl.
They check enough boxes, Figgy?
I think so. The only thing I'm a little worried about, we brought up quite a few offensive linemen, and outside of Laremy Tunsil, we just like,
I didn't mention Shaq, but even he's kind of like,
It's kind of like a,
and Juice is, yeah, Juice.
Juice, he been, I feel like he been, done. Yeah, I feel like he been solid.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's been what we've come back down to a lot of times. Is this offensive line going to elevate what they do? I was looking at Pro Football Focus, which again, you can say what you want. I feel like every time you mention Pro Football Focus, there has to be a disclaimer that comes. Like, I understand it can't be the only metric that you use, and there's some issues with their image. Yeah. But ultimately, they ranked this offensive line 16th.
Yeah.
In the league. That's middling by definition. And so I think that ends up being the one place that you look at and you go, are they capable of giving you the things that's necessary? But what's cool is that you have the players that can be elite to help them out, which is in the passing game, C.J. Stroud. His movement, his pocket manipulation, and those types of things, management rather, are able to, kind of fix and make them right in some instances. And then the ultimate fixer, Joe Mixon, when it comes to running the football, his individual brilliance over and over the top of what they've been able to do has also proven to be very good. You can make that work. So yeah, I'm with you there. I'm with you that if you look at it in this lens and through this channel, that they do have what it takes to be considered,
I mean, by
very
and large,
widely a Super Bowl contender.
By and large, their stars are doing exactly what you thought. Role players, you do have enough, and pretty key ones that are exceeding what you thought, especially Al-Shaair if he's healthy, Toa if he's healthy, and certainly Kaimi Fairbairn is exceeding what you thought. And the contributors, you might have some happy surprises there. So the elements are there. Now they go to Green Bay and see if it continues.
Yeah, like elements are cool. Put it together and do it on the given times when you need it. And the given time here is, you need to do it against the good teams, right? Because the good teams are the ones that you'd be playing with in order to try and get to that Super Bowl. But I appreciate that perspective, Lopez. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing that in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, speaking of in the loop, it's time for our In the Loop Lunchtime Confessions. We'll do those next.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.